Were there once giants and other beings in ancient times? They live on in legends, though long forgotten by the people. Yet bound to the great stones scattered across the land. After all, who else could have lifted such weight? Perhaps the stones held meaning, perhaps to many, perhaps to a few, perhaps only to the giants themselves. Folklore and tales from the villagers in the area spoke of a mighty giant buried beneath a mound near Aunsleo on eastern Fjörnen. As tradition was, his grave was marked with a great stone. The villagers knew this giant had been so powerful that no other could match him. But fate let the giant's grave slip out of memory. The stone was moved to the church in Aunsleo, taken away from its story and set into the church wall. The Aunsleo stone was one of Denmark's oldest runestones. By the time it arrived in Copenhagen, it was already a fragment, with only part of the inscription preserved. Four different drawings from that time together suggest what once may have been carved. Stands this stone, row, placed, and Roulf made. The fractured sentence shows a text already dissolving back then. Roulf, a man of action, who, in his own time around the 8th century, placed and made and marked it on stones. Perhaps many runes were carved in his name. The name appears on several stones from that period. Who was Roulf? Was he powerful? Did he appear like a mighty giant? Now, three branching sculptures stand as reincarnations of the Aunsleo stone after the fire. Bronze castings of witches' brooms from birch trees by Louis André Jorgensen. In the landscape of the installation, a story is told of how the stone transformed in the flames. It became a stone mist drifting from the city, carried by the clouds, until it settled in a birch tree. The mist inscribes itself into the bark-like writing, and in the crown it appears as wild, growing witches' brooms. The runes of the Aunsleo stone are carved anew in the tree. Witches' brooms are growths common in birch trees, caused by a fungus, Taphrina betulina. It triggers a chemical reaction that makes new shoots grow uncontrollably, harmless to the tree, which thrives even with many in its crown. In folklore, witches' brooms were tools of magic, both protective and bewitching. Today, many might mistake them for tangled bird nests when they spot them in the treetops. But forgotten signs hide all around us, tucked into nature, like Roulf's runes. Across time, people have tried to decipher the world around them, the strong giant stones and the witches' brooms in the trees. We too can attempt to read the signs, decode the language and its branches and bark. Trace the stories hidden in trees and stone, stories that continue to grow when the reader encounters them.